Living Well. Note, Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems. End of note. The Gift of Life. Benefits outweigh the risks of organ donation. By Lance Fraser. On average, 92 organ transplants occur per day in the United States, and more than 118,000 people are on a waiting list. Another person is added every 10 minutes. And while 95% of American adults support organ donation, only 54% are actual registered donors, most through their driver's license applications. That the potential donor has expressed their own wishes makes it easier than a grieving family having to make a difficult emotional decision upon the donor's death, says Kenneth Andreoni, director of transplantation surgery at the University of Florida. Most living organ donors donate to a loved one, a child or a mate. This is the only procedure where a surgeon will go into a healthy body and do an operation the person doesn't need, Andreoni says. Risks in transplant surgery are low, but not zero, and we need to make sure they understand that. The costs of transplant surgery are high, but in most cases a donor operation is paid for by the recipient's insurance company, including Medicare, he adds. The expenses of testing, surgery, post-op care, prescriptions, and more are also charged to the recipient's insurance. However, other expenses, such as the donor's time off from work for recovery, are typically not covered. Organizations that can provide assistance include the National Living Donor Assistance Center, www.livingdonorassistance.org, a federally sponsored organization that works with potential living donors to help with certain expenses. Age can be a factor, though not the deciding one, says David Klassen, chief medical officer for the United Network for Organ Sharing. For living donors, general health is the primary concern, he says. In many cases, some people into their 60s and 70s have proven to be excellent kidney donors. The average adult kidney transplant patient lives 2 times longer than a comparable patient on dialysis, and it's a process of which insurance companies are very supportive, Andreoni says. Dialysis is tremendously expensive and can go on for many, many years. A study from the University of Pennsylvania's Perelman School of Medicine indicated that an older patient or one who lives in an area with long waits for transplants may have the best chance of survival by accepting a kidney from a deceased donor with diabetes. Another study discovered that even transplantation with kidneys with the worst biopsy findings would result in several more years of life than remaining on dialysis. Kidney donation may get the most attention, but many different organs can be donated for transplant. While Klassen says the number of donors in the United States has been rising 5% annually for the past several years, the demand is still not being met. We're working on new technologies to expand the pool of potential donors, and some are even working on generation of organs in the laboratory, but we're still running behind, he says. The bottom line is that the country needs more organ donors. According to Kim Oldhoff, chief of the Division of Transplant Surgery at the University of Pennsylvania, if more people designate donation on their driver's licenses, or if more people talk about the decision to be an organ donor with their families and loved ones, or if more people decide to selflessly participate in living donation, we would be able to save more lives through transplantation. Lance Fraser is a California-based freelance writer specializing in health and medicine, science, nature, and the environment. Good bones. Did you know that half of women and 25% of men will break at least one bone after age 50? These midlife broken bones are often the result of osteoporosis, but this condition is not an inevitable byproduct of aging, as was once thought. Writing in Healthy Living Made Simple, Andrea Singer, clinical director for the National Osteoporosis Foundation and a national expert on bone loss issues, explains that we can hold on to strong bones with the right combination of nutrition, exercise, healthy habits, fall prevention, and medication when needed. She calls this a whole person bone health action plan. The whole person approach includes a calcium-rich diet, plus vitamin D supplements if needed, regular exercise, fall-proofing your home, avoiding too much alcohol, and smoking cessation. Medication may also be needed if you have experienced breaks or bone loss. Singer urges seniors to watch for red flags, like a broken wrist caused by a fall. Normal bone doesn't break when you fall at standing height, she writes. A break caused by a fall from a standing height, no matter how hard the surface or how bad the fall, is considered low trauma and is almost always due to weak, brittle bones, osteoporosis. If something like that happens, ask your healthcare provider about a bone density test, Singer says. Together, you can assess your risk for more fractures and make decisions about the best ways to protect your bones in the years ahead. Seniors and Pets by Stephanie Bouchard. After caring for his aging mother in his home for 7 years, Army veteran Jim Hutchison, 76, of West Peoria, Illinois, felt the loss of companionship when she moved into an assisted living facility, so he adopted an 8-pound middle-aged chihuahua he named Peanut. He's got big eyes and long ears, and he just loves to snuggle, Hutchison says. He usually lies on an Afghan in the chair next to me, but then he'll raise up and he'll look at me like, "Can I come over and sit with you?" All I have to do is kind of nod, and he jumps out of his chair and onto my lap. Research evidence varies that having a pet is good for seniors, but the prevailing wisdom is that animal companions benefit people of all ages. Some studies suggest that having pets lowers cortisol, the stress hormone, and increases levels of serotonin, the feel-good hormone. That in turn lowers one's heart rate, blood pressure, and stress levels, and diminishes depression and feelings of loneliness. Pet owners may also reap the benefits of additional exercise and social interaction. For example, dog owners can take regular walks, visiting with other people along the way. Those with felines can toss balls to their cats. Other studies indicate that having pets does not slow down age-related declines like reduced mobility, and the loss or illness of a well-loved pet can cause or deepen depression and loneliness and increase stress. Costs of veterinary care can also be a burden to those with limited incomes. For Hutchison and thousands of others, though, no evidence is needed to tell them what they know from their own experience. The benefits of having pets can't be quantified. It's just nice to have somebody to come home to, he says. While Hutchison recommends welcoming a pet into your life, he and animal experts say that adopting a pet shouldn't be taken lightly. The National Council for Aging Care suggests that seniors consider their income, activity levels, and health to determine what kind of pet is best. Make a pros and cons list and ease your mind with a plan B for what happens if you can't care for your beloved pet in the short or long term. Visit www.aginginplace.org/seniors-and-pets for more advice about adopting a pet. Stephanie Bouchard is a freelance writer living in Maine. Visit her website at stephaniebouchard.net.